In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know what's coming. Repeat after me. Rose. And as rose, not pink, because Jesus did not pink from the dead, he rose from the dead. Nicodemus, who would become a secret follower of the Lord Jesus, and who would be instrumental in helping to obtain his body for burial after his crucifixion, was a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin. And he came to Jesus at night because he didn't want anyone to know that he was talking to Jesus. He didn't want to receive grief for it. And he asked Jesus what we must do to inherit everlasting life, a very important question. Now notice what Jesus did not say. He did not say, accept me as your personal Lord and Savior. He didn't say, just believe in me, welcome me into your heart. Rather, he said that in order to be saved, a person must be begotten from above by water and the Holy Spirit. Now, when Nicodemus heard that, he misunderstood. He said, well, how can I get little again and go back into my mother's womb so I can be born again? No, Jesus didn't say be born again. He said be begotten from above, which was a way of saying have God as your Father. How do you have God as your Father? Through water and the Holy Spirit. We know what that is, right? Baptism. So in order to be saved, you must be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so if anyone ever asks you if you are a born-again Christian, tell them, no, I'm a begotten-from-above Christian, just like Jesus told me I needed to be. We are saved by water and the Holy Spirit, because by water and the Holy Spirit we are baptized into the lifting up of the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Moses lifting up the serpent in the desert, what's that? Well, while the children of Israel were wandering in the desert, they were disobedient to God many times. And it didn't stop even after they came into the Promised Land, as we heard in our first reading today, about how the children of Israel were disobedient to God, and eventually they were punished by exile. But even then, God did not desire their destruction, but rather their repentance and healing. Anyway, when they were disobedient in the desert, God sent poisonous serpents among them, poisonous snakes. And they bit many of the people, and they died, and bit more of the people, and they were sick. And they repented and turned from their sins and begged for healing. So God told Moses to make a serpent of bronze and to place it on a pole, and as many as who looked upon it in faith were healed. It was lifted up upon a pole so that the people could see it. It's a wonderful story. It's even more wonderful when you realize that it is a prophecy of our Lord's crucifixion. Because in order to be healed from the poison which comes from the ancient serpent, Satan, we need to look upon Christ lifted up high upon the cross. Because that will save us not from earthly death due to poison, but from the eternal death, which is hellfire. Jesus Christ is lifted high on the cross to save us from our infidelities, because we too have been unfaithful, just as the children of Israel. Jesus is lifted up to save us and to give us eternal life. Now, why would he do such a thing? Very simple, because God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. John 3:16. You've probably seen that before, in an end zone or in the outfield. John 3:16. It's a good thing to remember. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. This love of God for us is not an abstract thing. God does not send us a Hallmark card with little flowers and puppies and kittens and butterflies on it, said, I love you. No, God gives us his only Son. to suffer and die for us and to be raised from the dead, so that the weight of sin may be lifted and the gates of heaven may be opened. Jesus came to save us. He came to judge us too, but we forget oftentimes that judgment is not necessarily a bad thing. We can be judged well. And God wants to judge us well. He wants to say to us, O good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. If we allow it, if we allow, work with God and cooperate in our salvation, we can be saved and the gates of heaven will be open for us. It is only those who refuse to be saved who are condemned. And there are those who refuse to be saved. As the gospel tells us today, there are those who love the darkness because they want to keep doing their own thing, because they like their sins. They don't want to turn from them. They want to stay in the darkness and do whatever it is that they do. But to be saved, we must embrace the light. Because the light shows us our works. It shows us what is sinful so that we can turn from it, so that we can repent, so that we can receive forgiveness. It shows us the good things that we do as for what they really are, signs of God's love for us and his grace among us. And we are called to believe, not just so that we can say, I believe, but so that we can act upon that belief. And we can cooperate with Christ and live in the truth, so that our life may always be done in God, both in this world and in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.